This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Delaney, happy holidays, everybody, whatever you're doing, celebrating. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah just passed us, etc. And thank you for all the emails. I've gotten a ton of emails from a lot of you wishing me and my family the same. I really appreciate that. Wow. I'll tell you what, coming up, what a jam-packed hour we have for you. We're going to introduce you to somebody from a place called Beloche that you probably never heard of on the map. It is, and the horrific things that are happening to the people there, thanks to the Taliban, ISIS, you name it, it's all the horrific things happening in Pakistan and what people aren't aware of. Norden Mengel will join us to talk about that. Also, Jean Bafo joins us. He's got a great book out called Deception. And in the book, he talks about his, well, of course, it's a novel. It's his main character. But he talks about, also with me in this interview, what it's like to be a lawyer who then writes on the side and the discipline that it takes. And it's so interesting. This conversation with this man from New Jersey who's had some great success actually in doing the novel thing thanks to a friend who got him interested who wrote, check this out, when somebody tells me mind-blowing numbers like this, 160 books, wow. I just say wow, wow, wow. I can't believe it. That's incredible. 160 books. But anyway, his buddy had him read his stuff and got him interested in it. So Gene Bafo will join us too. And plus, you, mailbag thoughts, lots of them on a lot of current things we've been talking about. So thank you. I know you're downloading the show. I know you're listening, and I hear you, and I appreciate you. And we'll get to that at the tail end of this hour. In the meantime, what's so interesting is the reaction by many companies to the tax cut and what's happening. Companies already spending the tax cut, they say. Banks, Boeing, pledging that they're going to heap, you know, $1,000 here and there on workers as a Christmas bonus, if you will, or holiday bonus, whatever they want to call it. So it's interesting, this new income tax law. And a couple of you wrote me actually in the mailbag, we'll do it, but you asked about some of the things I talked about, how it would affect you. And I did say, think about this, it's different for everybody. It's not going to affect you in this tax period. It's the first big reform of the U.S. tax code since 1986, when Reagan signed major legislation for corporations and people in the 80s. Since then, serious tax reform has pretty much evaporated for Republicans. They keep calling for it. Now, so this is a big deal. That's why there was the big celebration for the tax reform, you know, on the Hill, and for President Trump, because this is huge. And there are still, and I mentioned this the other night, there's still 7 tax brackets for people. There's still the standard deduction, but it's been doubled. Personal exemption's gone, but they doubled the other. So, and there's, you know, the child tax credit was expanded more. The mortgage interest deduction has been lowered. So anyone buying a new home will only be able to deduct the first $750,000 of their mortgage debt. So that's down from $1 million. It would be probably affect you in a more expensive coastal area. That would be where you would see it the most. You can still cut, deduct medical expenses, and that's obviously huge, and all of that. So pretty interesting stuff, I would say. Meanwhile, while that's going on with the tax cut, you know, there's so much else that's going to kick forward in 2018. And in 2018, what's the leftovers? The leftovers include immigration, the wall, DACA, all of that. And there's no way that debate can be crammed into a minuscule amount of time. So leaping into 2018, there are some really big things that will happen. And the Supreme Court with some big decisions that they're going to make, something to to look at, and we will when we jump back in and talk about year end, and which we're going to do that coming up in our next week because we're closer, obviously, to the new year. Hard to believe it's 2018. And when I think back in my mind, I remember as a kid, you can relate to this, right? Who didn't have a mother or someone in their family who told them, you know what, when you said you were bored, wait till you get old, time will fly. Time flies, doesn't it? It's such a cliche, but so true. This year zoomed by. I mean, absolutely zoomed by. And in many different directions. From the financial point of view, it's been interesting to see what's going on with the market. From the technology point of view, it's been interesting to see what's been happening with technology. It's incredible. Technology is like the thing that I curse and praise every single day of my life, because amazing things, including this show, have happened because of technology. We've been able to do unbelievable things. Nathan and I, great, awesome technical director, all his years of working with me, and some of the other guys too, Mackenzie, new guys, etc. And what we've been able to accomplish through the miracle of amazing technology. Apple is one of those things. That's like the bane of my existence and something I praise every day. Why? Because I've dealt with deals on it. I've done live shots on my iPhone. But what's crazy is that we have to constantly have these new iPhones that come out. Like you're never caught up, you know? Isn't that strange? And now they're saying that Apple has acknowledged what many iPhone owners long ago suspected, that they slowed older phones. So they actually put out a statement this week saying that it used software updates to limit the performance of older phones that may have battery issues that would cause them to turn off suddenly. So when you get those things about updates, make sure that you do the updates, right? And this is why, you know, the other used to say this to me all the time, and he's right. So tech analysts and angry customers are reporting that operating system updates have caused the older iPhones to slow considerably, saying that Apple could be using it to encourage you to buy new phones. Apple says the updates were made with a different goal, that the performance of the lithium-ion batteries degrades over time, ha-ha, and that can cause phones to suddenly shut down in order to protect the components. That's why they're doing it. So when you get the updates, it's a pain in the rear end. I'm always saying later, you know, you hit the phone, for some of you have it, do it later. That's what it is. So now some people aren't happy with this, and they're suggesting they're going to switch to a different company. Some people are saying, since Apple admits they slow down old iPhones, that they probably won't buy new iPhones, that they're going to jump to things like Samsung. And of course, it makes sense if you think about it. Everything, the capacity on our phones and everything we do on our phones, it's not a surprise, but it is. It does annoy you when you think about the on-purpose deal that they're doing that. I mean, come on, give me a break. Right? So every time I get one of those annoying updates, I just know I have to do it, because if I don't do it, my phone is going to give out. And already there's enough problems with the juice and getting the phone charged. And I mean, I use it for everything from a timer to taking pictures with it, to collecting information, to getting texts from people. And it's the all around everything for me, more important probably in so many ways than the computer. And imagine what it's going to morph into 20 years from now. What is that going to be like? We are going to have the Jetson phones probably way before that. All right, so kick back, enjoy. Norden joins us. Norden Mengel joins us next here on America Tonight.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will this night fulfill our promises and bury us in peace?
Joining us now on America Tonight is Norden Mengel. He is the spokesperson for WBO. And today they launched something very important with the Human Rights Awareness Campaign in New York City, or they did that the other day. After a month of implementing the campaign in London, and we're talking about people that have been murdered or disappeared by Pakistani security forces. Norden, thanks so much for coming on the show, and tell us what WBO is and what you've launched to raise this awareness for a place that I think many people don't know.
The World Watch Organization is working to raise the issue of human rights abuses taking place in Baluchistan. Human rights abuses being committed by the Pakistani authorities. So we're trying to raise awareness internationally, because people back home, whoever does talk about this issue, whoever advocates for it, ends up being disappeared or killed, as you said. So what we're trying to do is tell the world about what's going on. Unfortunately, this region, even though it's been at the focal point of when it comes to foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy, but still, surprisingly, not a lot of people know about it. It's the size of Texas, Baluchistan, but, you know, no one knows about it.
Yeah, and tell us about it. So it was annexed by Pakistan in, what, the 40s?
In 1948. So in 1947, Pakistan and India, they both, after the British left, these two became independent countries, and the Baloch people, who were secular people, were given the option whether they wanted to join Pakistan, because Pakistan, again, was created on the basis of religion. they said that they didn't want to be a part of India because they wanted to have a separate Muslim state. So they became an independent state in India, who was separate. So we were given the option of joining either or becoming independent. Now, the Baluch people decided to go for independence. And 9 months later, Pakistani troops invaded Balochistan, the capital, and took over. And since then, they've been carrying out military operations over the past 7 decades against the people.
Wow. And so obviously the idea is to get more people to understand where it is, what's happened, as you just described, the history. And what is it known for, right? It's known for oil, gas, mineral wealth, right?
Well, that's primarily the reason why Pakistan occupied this territory. It's 44% of Pakistan's landmass. So it's also the most richest in natural resources. It has the lowest population. So if we were an independent state, we would be quite well off because we don't have a huge population. But Pakistan's population is like the most populous province is 200 million. That's 110 million. So the total population of Pakistan is 200 million, and one province comprises 110 million, and we're only 10 million in comparison. So all our natural resources are still not enough for them. We've got oil. We've got the largest copper reserves in the world. And one of the largest gold reserves in the world, natural gas, and also a port which China is seeking to gain access to the Indian Ocean. So they're constructing a port with the help of the Pakistani authorities.
Wow. We're speaking with Noordin Mengel. He is a political activist, human rights defender, and spokesperson for the World Baloch Organization. And he's exiled, actually, speaking to us in London, to the UK, because what is the fear that you'd be killed, right, by the Pakistan government?
Well, the Pakistani government does not want this issue to be spoken about, which is why no one knows about it, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately for the U.S., it seems to be that the U.S. Government doesn't, even though it might want to talk about this issue, might want to raise human rights abuses, but because it's such a sensitive issue for Pakistan, it's Achilles' heel. So it doesn't want to jeopardize its relationship, maybe, by talking about this issue. In such a huge territory, there's not even a single U.S. consulate. And, you know, there's no access for journalists, no access to international aid agencies or human rights organizations. And, you know, so people who talk about this issue internationally, I mean, Pakistan tries to malign them, or those who are in Baluchistan, they end up being killed. So Pakistan's put all its efforts in trying to stop this word spreading across the world. You know, they don't want people to know. And I hope that, you know, this campaign that up London and New York, that people will get to know more about it.
And one of the things that you did is advertise on taxi cabs, because you wanted to get the word out, right?
Yeah, so it's a human rights campaign. You know, Pakistan's and human rights organizations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, they've reported on abuses being committed by the Pakistani army in Baluchistan. So a lot of people don't know about this, and a lot of Pakistanis don't even know.
They don't even know about it, right? Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay, Noordin. As we continue the conversation, you're saying a lot of Pakistanis don't even understand about it, right?
They don't. I mean, there was this media, like BBC survey a few years ago, where people on the streets of Pakistan were asked about Baluchistan and if they could name a few cities, and they couldn't, and they didn't even know the history of Baluchistan. A lot of people in Pakistan, the majority doesn't even that Pakistan had occupied Baluchistan.
Yeah, and speaking of that, too, and so this really brings it home, and people understand how serious this is in Baluchistan. Have any of your relatives been killed or mistreated at all by the Pakistani military for raising their voices?
So my grandfather was the first chief minister of Baluchistan. He was the first democratically elected chief minister in the 1970s, and his government was toppled by the Pakistani authorities 9 months after he was elected. He was imprisoned by the Pakistani authorities, again, because he demanded greater autonomy for the Baluch people. Now, my uncle, who was very young at the time, was a campaigner, human rights campaigner, political activist, and he was abducted in the city of Karachi in Pakistan, and he's been missing ever since. This is 1976. 6th February 1976. He's been missing ever since. And very recently, in 2012, former Pakistani general, the head of the ISI, the intelligence service, Pakistani intelligence service, he's retired. I mean, now he's passed away, but he's retired then, and he admitted on national television that my uncle had actually been abducted and killed during torture by the Pakistani authorities. You know, it's been 40 years that, you know, no one's heard of him, and you know, we never got his body. So, you know, this is just one example. Like, he was the son of a chief minister, so you can imagine the lives that common people face in their everyday lives. There are thousands of people who have gone missing, and every other day their body is dumped by the Pakistani authorities just to spread fear amongst the public. Like, and you know, when there's so many thousands of people missing, and there's a body dumped in the street, and they haven't identified it. So in the first few hours, when people are, all these families that are affected, they're trying to find out who it is. They all think it's their loved one. So it's a way of spreading fear in society, because there are thousands of people that are affected. And this is something that's been going on for years. Pakistan, on the other hand, is also using religion against the Baloch people. They're using Islam as a tool against the Baloch people. As they say, religion is the last resort of a coward. So they're using this to corrupt the society. And not only that, the Pakistani authorities have for years deceived the West. They're deceiving the U.S. and other Western governments by making them believe that Pakistan is actually an ally. Well, they're not. They were sheltering the most wanted man in the world, and they have been supporting these elements in the region. And I've got to say this, that if there is no problem of extremism, fundamentalism in the region, Pakistan will no longer get the billions of dollars that it has been. For as long as there's a problem, Pakistan is going to keep getting these billions of dollars, and it doesn't want that problem to come to an end, you know.
Boy, and what a poignant thing to say, and as you mentioned, you have to say it, so I want that to sink in for people. It's the perfect place to end this very sad Baloch, what's happening there. Now it's on my radar, I can tell you that. Norden Mangold, thank you so much for raising the awareness about this very serious, awful problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Gene Baffa. He's written a book called Deception, and I have to tell you, you will be on the edge of your seat. Think about a lot of what I talk about on the show. Think about North Korea. Think about the U.S. Think about spies. Oh, there's all of that in the mix. Gene, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Good morning. Or I should say good evening.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about Deception, and tell us about just diving into the world of novels. Your first novel, The Deed, is out there. And by the way, people can pick that up, Amazon, Kindle, et cetera, all of that. What led you down this path?
Well, a very dear friend by the name of Warren Murphy, who had not worked with me for many years, became a writer because he got fired, and he said, oh, I'm going to try writing. And I used to read Murph's manuscripts, and we would go back and forth, and he came up with a series called The Destroyer. Warren has about 160 books out, and I used to be an unofficial editor, and he used to say to me, you're a great storyteller, write a book, write a book. And then finally, he kind of nagged me all the time, and he said, if you don't write one, I'm going to get another lawyer. Not that Murphy ever paid his legal fees or anything, but that's beside the point. So I couldn't lose my first client, so I said, okay, I'll try to write a book. And the first book that I wrote was a book for Warren for his series called The Destroyer. It was a book called Crime Summit. And it was really a big success, and his publisher really liked it. So now I had to really go to work and try to become a writer. So I wrote the book. The first book was called The Deed, and had a simple premise. You know, what if there was a real deed to Hong Kong and it wasn't leased to the British, and you know, the British had to give it back, and now they find out there's this deed and they don't want to give it back. So that's how I started. What if? And the book came out about 7 years ago, and it still sells. Amazon's had it on its selling list for best-selling list for years. It just keeps selling and selling. And I stopped writing because I'm a lawyer, and I wanted to spend more time practicing law, which is my main source of income, because if I relied on my royalties, I'd probably be living in the street. It doesn't pay well. It doesn't pay well unless, you know, if you're James Patterson, it pays well. So anyway, Murphy started to nag me again, do another book, do another book. And so I sat down and wrote Deception, and unfortunately Warren passed away before the book came out, so I dedicated it to his memory. Warren got me started into the writing, or as I like to call myself, a scribbler and a storyteller. And I always kind of think of, what if something happened? What if this? What if that? And when I wrote The Deception, I wrote it about a year ago. It came out December of last year. It's been prophetic. I mean, you know, we talk about the missile is with the Supreme Leader, Mr. Kim, and I kind of hit the nail on the head. And to be very honest with you, Kate, it was a lot of luck. I didn't know he would be firing off all these missiles. I did a lot of research. And, you know, the premise of the book is, what if we had an agent in there and we kind of took away some of his uranium, what would happen? And he finds out about it, and, of course, he threatens us. And our hero is Mac Daniels. And Mac has to go back and has to kind of convince him that he really didn't steal it to try and prevent the war. And I have a character in there called Astrid, who's Mac's girlfriend. And Astrid's a real strong woman, and she's becoming the star of the books because more women read than men. And I do a lot of book clubs and library talks, and I have a large woman audience. They have, I have a lot of, in fact, I got about 17,000 followers of Mac on Twitter. I know it's not like the president with a couple of million, but considering it's a nice number, and most of them are women, and they like this character Astrid, who is my heroine in the book with Mac. So that's how it kind of got started. I was kind of nagged into writing. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. I write usually from 4 in the morning till about 5:30. Then I get ready to go to work. My only quiet time. And the way I write, I dictate. I use a program on my computer that allows me to talk, and it types, because I'm not really a good typist. And the computer's pretty accurate in picking up my New Jersey accent, which I'm sure you can hear. And, you know, I can tell the world that you're a Jersey girl. I know
that's
you're
right.
You're a Jersey girl. You speak better than I do.
I love this story. It's so fascinating. Your buddy Warren, 160 books, and the influence Warren had on you. And just you can tell you're passionate about it, obviously, and disciplined, because you say it's the hardest thing you've ever done, and you're a lawyer, so you had to go through law school, you've raised a family with your wife, etc., everything else that you've done in life, and that discipline, that 4 to 5:30, would you, just as a quick aside, would you tell anyone that is a good storyteller and wants to write that they have to have a little bit of discipline and you just do it?
You've got to be disciplined. You've got to sit down every day and say, I'm going to write 350 words. You've got to sit down and do it. And sometimes you sit in front of your computer and you look at the screen and you're looking at it, and in desperation you write the word the 350 times and then you can get out of there. But you know, sometimes the words just flow and the story comes, and sometimes you're just looking at that screen. It is the hardest thing I've ever done to write a book. And I write, I don't make an outline. A lot of writers do an outline and they list all the A, B, C, D. And I just have the story in my mind and I let it flow. And my wife often asks, you know, well, how's this going to end? And I say, Pat, I don't know how it's going to end. I say, I left a lot of clues, so maybe I'll figure it out as I get to the end. And my books have a tendency to change because I make it up as I go along. I'm not an outline writer. So that's also a lot of fun for me to sit here and make up the stories. And because I like doing dialogue. I have a lot of dialogue in the book, as you might have noticed, because I talk the book. You know, I talk the book. But it is hard. Kate, it is truly, you know, you've written books.
Yeah,
you know it's hard to sit down and do it.
But here's the thing, and I feel this, and I guarantee I can feel this from you, talking about with these book clubs, the character Astrid, etc., it's very rewarding when it's done, and when you're out there and you're talking about it, I can feel that from you. And are your friends just surprised by this when you started to go down this road?
Yeah, my friends were surprised, and they were also very surprised because I used them as characters in the book. My law partner, Ron Chaljian, we've been law partners for over 40 years, and Ron's middle name is Haig. And in the book, Mac Daniels has a handler, a guy who takes care of him, and his name is Ron Haig. And another lifelong friend is Gene Charkowski. And in the book, we have Admiral Gene Charco. So when they started to read the book, by the way, that's a great idea, because when your friends see their name, they also go out and buy 10 books and they give them away. I think if I can put enough friends in, I'll make the bestseller list.
Exactly. That is so smart. You're absolutely right. That's planting. I love that. That's a wink to your friends. That's wonderful. What about your wife? And your wife's a lawyer. What does your wife think about this?
My wife likes it because, you know, she would like me to stop practicing law and spend more time at home, and she encouraged me to write. Pat was an English major. I was a math and physics major, so I should be the last person to be writing, and she's always amazed at the fact that I'm a writer, and she never picked up. But Pat's a very accomplished artist and sculptor.
Wow.
And in fact, she spends more time painting now than practicing law. And I have four kids, two lawyers, believe it or not, a doctor and a sports agent. So I'm truly blessed, you know, with my children. I'm very blessed.
Interesting family, such an interesting family. The character Mac in the book, if we go back to Deception, you say it will appeal to readers who love Tom Clancy thrillers or novels where powerful American men save the United States from global dangers. You nailed it. That's it. That's the target, right?
Yeah, that's the target. That's the target. Mac is an all-American guy. Yeah, he's also a Jersey boy, born in your neck of the woods. He's born down in Princeton, and his parents now live at the Jersey Shore. So when you read the book, you recognize a lot of the landmarks.
Love it.
Yeah, Mac is an all-American guy and loves his country. And Astrid is from the deed, she inherited a company called World News, so she's quite wealthy. And she's a tough woman. I was going to use the expression kick something, but I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't want to hear it on the radio. Beep, beep, beep.
I love that. Okay, so I want to tell everyone the book is Deception, Gene Boffin. What a pleasure to talk to you. You can pick up the book, Amazon.com, of course, BarnesandNoble.com, wherever books are sold, of course, Lit Fire Publishing, too, as well.
Sure.
Gene, what a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so flattered to be on your show. You have so many famous people, and you'll have some time for me. That's because you're a Jersey girl, and you feel sorry for the Jersey boys.
That's right. Gene Boffin. Papa. Thank you.
You be very well. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all for you.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is full. What else is new? Let's rip through this sucker. Here's one from Mac, who says, hi, Kate Delaney. I know that you do the cheap movie reviews, and I was wondering if you realized that, and perhaps you do, you've talked about sequels before and how some of them bomb and some of them are great. Did you know that there is, and I was reading this the other day, a sequel to the movie Mamma Mia? What do you think about that? I could barely watch the first one. I mean, you know, the first one has, you know, Meryl Streep, and I'm sure she's back in it again. And Amanda Seyfried is in it, too. And there's some famous people in it. And I say good for them. It's a musical. And so musicals are tough on the big screen, I think. And I actually like musicals. It's not that I don't like musicals, but I just think that, I don't know, something about the premise doesn't work for me, really. So who knows? Maybe, and the ABBA music is so, or I guess ABBA music is so popular that it'll probably do okay in streaming for sure. On the big screen, I don't know. It's so tough to get people out. That part I can't answer. I'm so glad you asked me that question, Mac, about about cheap movie reviews and all of that, and you're right, so I pay attention, and there was a whole big story that came out about a bunch of stories, and that's what they do. They start planning the stories, so you start thinking about it. All right, let's move on to this a little bit more serious. This one is from Joseph, listening to us, he says, in Sarasota. You have a big fan club here, Kate, just so you know, and I heard you talking about the tax plan and how it would affect some people, and I think you really are right when you say it depends on your economic situation, because everybody's going to be different how it affects them, and you won't see that until another year or so, because it's not going to be on these next taxes. And you did make a point of saying that, and I wanted to reemphasize that to you and to your listeners as well. They have some time to digest it and figure out how it affects them. Yeah, very good. And I say very good because one of the things that I'm, like, trying to work on, since I feel like, and I'm sure some of you feel like this, do you ever just feel like you're, I don't want to say swimming without an oar, but maybe it's swimming without an oar, where you're so buried in everything that when a new law comes down the pike that definitely affects all of us, you don't sit and really think about the implications. In other words, how is this going to affect your taxes? What can you do to make sure you're ready for it ahead of time instead of just letting it smash you in the head and panicking when you go to do your taxes next year because you realize, oh, I could have taken this deduction, or I didn't realize I wasn't getting this deduction, or I didn't know there was this loophole, or I didn't know whatever. So, yeah, to your point, that's like my thing for 2018, to carve out time to, instead of always rushing in to things, trying to be able to digest it perhaps a little bit better, I guess that's the way to put it. And it would be good to digest it, because there's things that people that are good and bad that people don't realize about this tax bill. In fact, I got a note here from Jennifer who says, Kate, this tax bill is a disgrace. I am a lifelong Republican, and I would like to throw my Republican card in the ocean because of what this does now to children. How can we hurt children? You can think what you want about welfare and welfare moms and this and that and everything else and the names that people have that they label people with, but what this has done to the funding is just absolutely sickening, and it's going to affect a lot of children. You know, in my effort to understand the bill better, there is a $2.85 billion to extend the funding for CHIP, which is the Children's Health Insurance Program. It's a stopgap spending measure, right, to prevent government shutdown on Saturday. So the funding provides money for CHIP through the end of March, and there's massive criticism, though, for this, because they're saying, the first part I don't understand, because it gives the unused money to help them with the, it gives Medicare and Medicaid the unused money to help with the kids with the programs, but some states have sent letters or posted notices on websites warning families that without funding from Congress, the programs would end at January. So there's been this uncertainty that has really slammed health centers and impacted different institutions and whatnot. And there's been a big problem with this. And the argument is, in hammering out this tax cut legislation, that the future is uncertain. So advocates for it have been urging that there's a 5-year reauthorization of it, right? So that it doesn't get caught in all this nonsense while you're always scrambling to keep the government funded, because every year it seems like we're dealing with this, or every other year. So you've got 9 million children who rely on CHIP for health care, and that's a big deal, obviously. So leaving a family in limbo, that's kind of, it's not kind of scary, it is scary. And let's hope that there is the push to figure that out, because I agree that certainly the kids should not suffer from that, and we don't want sick kids. CHIP is a good thing. CHIP helps with families with the, that can't, they might not be insured themselves, but the kids are insured. And think of kids going to public schools and everything that that entails, too. And, of course, I absolutely agree, 100%. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Michael, who says, Kate, listen to the show all the time. I heard you talking just the other day about this soldier that ran across from South Korea from North Korea to South Korea and defected, essentially, and then the condition of the soldiers. That's the first time I had heard that they were malnourished, the food was brutal, and what was happening with them, and the amount of soldiers, which is shocking and scary. But also what's interesting is the condition of the soldiers. And I think you were surprised by that too as well. And how about this soldier getting through? Good for him. And at least there's now another glimpse into what that madman in South Korea actually does even to his own people. And perhaps any sentiment that China or anyone else would have for not jumping all over North Korea if they shoot off more missiles will change. Yeah, my point exactly. The DMZ, that's an easy way to say it, they say is the creepiest, scariest place you can even imagine. And these soldiers getting through, the few here and there, they're just trying to get out. They just know, I'm going to die. It's that bad. So I'm just going to leave. And I hadn't heard that malnourished. I knew there was a big amount, but then actually kind of knowing it's bigger than I thought, and then knowing the conditions of the soldiers, exactly, it just makes you say, well, yeah, of course that's what he does. You know, that's of course they treat the soldiers. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough means to provide for them, but they're just going to have to keep marching along until they fall over. And that's why, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why the last soldier risked being blown up or shot or whatever to get out of that hellhole. And North Korea is scary. It just flat out is, because you just have no idea of what he's going to do. Kim Jong-un is, you know, he's a loose cannon, pardon the pun, but he is the loose cannon. I guess that's the best way to put it. All right, here's one from Brad, who says, I just read this thing about Pattis. You're a big fan of his, the defense secretary, that he met with troops at the Navy base at Gitmo, which I think is a good thing. And I always wonder about Guantanamo. It used to be a big source of conversation. I know you had a lot of people on and you talked about Guantanamo. Will they ever close Guantanamo? Well, they keep talking about it. But right now you've got 41 detainees that are there. Tens of thousands have been charged by a military commission, overall. I shouldn't say tens of thousands. Of that group, I'll roll the number back. 10 of the detainees have been charged. That's a big difference in that number. 10 have been charged by a military commission, and they haven't released any of the detainees from the prison or cleared others to leave and all of that. You know, on the campaign trail, the president said he wanted to leave the prison open and said he would increase the number of detainees held there. You remember you had the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who visited the detention center in July. So it still is open. It doesn't look like anything's going to change with that. And you've got the suspected terrorists, like I said, so 41 of them. And they have to go through that military system, the tribunal, you know, the commission, the whole thing. And that's the deal. All right. Thanks so much for all of the emails. You can send me an email anytime. 24/7, we're open, calorie free. Do you love that? Right. Shoot me your emails at americatonight.net. Click on contact and boom, bada bing, you are in like that. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.